plain and simple, if you called the city and asked them what they were using this $2.5 million for, they would tell you they were spending it on the fire department. And it doesn't take Einstein or anybody that can do anything other than basic math to figure out that they spent $1.6 million of the $1.6 million, increasing the expenditures in the fire department, which basically left them $1.5 million to do anything they wanted to do, and what they were doing with it was doing things apparently that Mr. Beatty had in mind for a very long time, and that was basically increasing compensation and benefits for the city employees. Our problem with what's going on, one, everybody we talk to, from Mr. Beatty to the councilman who've been there, to those who have spoken from their positions there as we've attended chamber meetings, they all say this is based upon their strategic plan, which they adopted back in July, I think July 16th. And the priorities were public safety, infrastructure improvements, and quality of life. Well, we don't think there was a need. We have a pretty good quality of life in this city. We don't have a crime or a fire problem. If they want infrastructure, then call it infrastructure. Don't call it a fire fee. So I think the premise on which this whole thing is based is flawed. And then to do it in a manner where the public is not adequately notified. And certainly we know that Michael has visited civic clubs. He's openly discussed it, calling it a fire fee, and not going very far beyond that. But the truth of the matter is it's a tax, whatever you want to call it. There is a reason that you might not want the tax collector to collect that money for you. He charges 2%. Mm-hmm. And that can be a pretty good chunk of, that's $50,000 on $2.5 million. I've also found out, and it's in the report, that most people take advantage of the discount. I didn't dream that over 70% of the people who pay ad valorem taxes in Okaloosa County pay them in November and take advantage of the 4% discount. So, that too would have reduced the net collections had they chosen to go that method. This is another thing that I have trouble understanding. The city made a decision, staff recommended it, that you roll back the ad valorem rate. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. They could have left the millage exactly at the same, no increase, and they could have collected almost $550,000. Instead, they decided not to take that $550,000. We think they did that because it makes them look good. Right now, you ask what we're going to do. I said it at the last meeting. We're going to file a lawsuit if they do this. We're going to challenge them legally. I think they've done plenty of things wrong. That'll waste our monies and the city's. We're going to follow up with an effort to amend the city charter. It's only going to take 10% of the registered voters to sign a petition to have a referendum, and then majority of the people who vote in that election. And I think the time is right to amend the charter to keep them from being able to do such things as this.